Who's gonna tell you when it's too late?
And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our country series. Our special guest today is country western singer and songwriter Kelly Lang. She delicately crafts some beautiful songs, and this singer is coming out with a great new album called Old Soul, September the 18th, that features some fantastic songs like Drive. Kelly, it's an honor to have you on our show today. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, truthfully.
We know that you are a strong person, you're faithful, you're a breast survivor, wife of T.G. Shepherd. Take us back through your career leading up to the debut of this tremendous album, Old Soul.
Oh my goodness, where do you begin? If a person out there is listening, they might not know my background, but I was raised around the country music business because my dad, Belton Lang, was Conway Twitty's road manager for 25 years. And didn't know if you knew that. And I was born in Oklahoma. And when Conway decided to bring his music business from Oklahoma to Tennessee, when I was around 6 or 7, I guess, my whole family and his whole organization made the trek over from Oklahoma City to Hendersonville, Tennessee, where I have lived all these years. And thank goodness, because, you know, being in the music industry, it is definitely the place to be. And I was able to, you know, really see it firsthand, all of the artists and their backgrounds and their lives and stuff, how this whole music business played out ended up being just very normal for me as a child. And I couldn't think of any other way to go. You know, it was just music was always number one in my book.
A line in the song Drive that goes like this: who's paying attention to your dreams? So, Kelly, from that perspective, who is actually that person in your life that's paying attention to your dreams?
My husband is a rock star. He's a country star too, but he is a rock star in that department. He is the most compassionate, loving, encouraging. Oh my gosh. I mean, he knows exactly the desires of, you know, what it's like to be on stage and what it's like to write a song. And he's been there and done that. And he tells me, it's exciting for him to see it through my eyes because it's almost like he's reliving it again, you know, his success that he's had. And, you know, I'm super proud of his success, and I love to support him. But the fact that he equally supports me is, he definitely is that line in that song for sure.
When I listen to this album, I think that you are singing in a very sentimental and romantic fashion at the same time. Where do those two different traits come from?
Well, goodness, what a nice compliment. How did you pick that up out of the songs? I'm curious how you figured that.
I just think that it's the way that you sing and the maturity of your voice, and you can hear. I've been in bands for 50 years now, and I know when someone sings in a sentimental and romantic fashion because they've lived long enough to know what those two words mean.
Well, you know what? That's probably the example that I would give to you. I've done a lot of living. I'm not going to lie. It has been a very fulfilling life, but at the same time, I've seen a lots of ups and downs. And when I sing a sad song, I'm serious. I mean it. And when I sing a romantic song, I've had my share of sadness in relationships and breakups. And I think that's why I'm so grateful for the one that I'm in with T, is, you know, when we've both known what's not great, you certainly can recognize great and you appreciate it even more. When you think you might not record again, you put more passion into a project. And that's exactly what I did with this one. The last album that I did, it was a whole album called Obsession of songs that I wrote from the heart. They were all, you know, specifically written for my life. But I think the thing I enjoyed about this particular album of remakes is that I was able to relax into them, and they bring back really beautiful memories for me from my growing up. And I didn't have anything to lose, just enjoy, you know. So you might be picking up the sentimentalness from how old these songs are and what memories they might have sparked with me. And the romantic part is, you know, the older I've gotten, I'm singing in a lower, more smokier register too. And I just, maybe that's what you're feeling. I don't know, but that's a very nice compliment. Thank you.
I like the adjective of smoky, and I've played behind a few smoky singers, and there's something that they, it's almost like you have to earn your stripes to sing in that style. And to that end, you've gotten some major league compliments from people that have titles in front of their names like Sir and Dame. And, you know, those don't come too often. So, tell me a little bit about your special relationship that you've got with, Dame Olivia Newton-John of, Greece fame.
Well, Olivia, strangely enough, I met her when I was 6 years old, you know, just in passing. I was at a concert of hers, and I just have, like all of us, just love her. I mean, there's nothing that she can't do that I think is amazing. So many years later, I met Barry Gibb. He and I have become fast friends and recorded or performed together quite a bit. And we were at Barry and Linda's house one day, and Olivia happened to be doing a benefit concert with him. We sat at the same table together and then eventually had dinner at Barry and Linda's house later. And we realized, you know, if you strip down her title, she's just my girlfriend. And we had so much in common, and we've remained friends for, oh my gosh, probably 12 years now as adults. You know, we have breast cancer in common. We have daughters. We are, you know, music people. We have the same friends in common. And the one thing I love about her so much is, you know, I can actually put aside of who she is, professional wise. And I learned from her as a human being. She's been there, done that before me, and she wants to teach me. And, you know, she's constantly sending me little videos of how to be healthier and what not to eat. And, you know, it's become more of a mentor sister relationship here as it's gone on. And so when she says something to me of compliment of my voice or, you know, the song I wrote or something, it hits me much more in the heart. And I take it much more seriously because she knows what she's talking about. And Barry, mm-hmm. too. You know, Barry is also, you know, he's very strict on me. He doesn't like remakes all the time, you know. So for him to give me a nice compliment on this album was really breathtaking to me. And I cherish their opinions and their friendships even more.
Yep. It's really getting compliments from world-class singers and mentors that must be jet fuel for you. And speaking of mentors, we devote some time on this show for our guests to give advice to our listening audience. So to the young songwriters that listen to this show, give them some advice on how they can tell stories through their lyrics.
Well, that's a interesting, I wish I had the magic formula on that. Well, I would be a very wealthy woman. You know, I know that the thing right now is to make appointments and get with other writers and set up a 3 o'clock appointment to sit down and write a hit song. I just can't work like that. The way I have written in my life to where I feel that there are my better songs are when I'm truthfully inspired. I do believe God gives inspiration, and you're just needing to be responsible to hold the pen and paper and let him talk. A lot of times my songs are written when I've woken up and I hear them in my head, and I just immediately go to the voice memo or a notepad or something. And I know that sounds kind of odd if you've never had that experience, but I would advise people to really truly listen, get very quiet and listen to your gut. If you hear something coming like a tune, it might not be something you ever heard on the radio. And that's what the inspiration is. And another thing I would like to encourage people to do is don't give up. You know, 15 years ago, 24 years ago, I wrote a lullaby project for my oldest daughter now. She was 4 at the time. And, you know, I just wrote it as a little gift to her, and some of my friends were buying it or whatever. 15 years later, Cracker Barrel picked it up. Repackaged it. So my point in this is telling you this is nothing created ever goes in vain. And You know, if you, even if you have something in a back catalog, you think, ah, it's not any good. You don't know. You know, a song that's written has got a lifetime. It doesn't have any expiration on. So, you know, just keep people encouraged to keep creating and don't give up.
And I appreciate that advice. That is just great, especially for young people. You know, sometimes maybe it's just going to take some stamina. 12:18 to 13:20. Well, I agree. We're going to wrap up today's show with Kelly Lang, and we're going to talk a little bit about gifts. What do you think is the best gift that we can provide to each other during these changing times?
Well, I believe this too shall pass. I think that this is a reset button. I think God has pushed pause on a lot of us that might have been going too fast. I've truly needed that lesson, and it's given me an opportunity to really reconnect with friends and family, even if it's by Skype or not Skype, but, you know, Zoom or whatever, that I might not have taken the time to do before. And I've learned to cook, which means I've put on a few pounds, but I've learned to even be okay with that. You know, it's just, it's good to just be okay where you are. God's got us.
I heartily agree. You know, quoting a few titles from your Old Soul album, maybe we need to stay together and maybe lift each other up, be more optimistic, and maybe show even a little bit more grace.
You know, it's really funny. The last song we added to this album was called All By Myself. Now, if that doesn't wrap up this pandemic, I don't know what does.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being on our show today. You're so talented. We send our best to your family.
Please tell your listeners to check me out on YouTube and Facebook. I'm all over it. You can see more listings and things we've got coming out. And I'm pretty good on it, too. I might write you back. You never know.
Thanks again, Kelly. We appreciate you being on.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
That was singer-songwriter Kelly Lang. Her album, Old Souls, coming out September 18th. We appreciate the sponsors of this show, Blinkist.com. And thanks again for joining us on Success Made to Last, our country series. We hope that you enjoyed the show. And if you enjoyed it, please go to our contact page and give us your positive comments. You can go to successmadetolast.com today and provide us your comments. And while you're there, opt in for our weekly newsletter. It'll give you a little bounce to your step every Monday with some extra wit and wisdom. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. And as we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.
So let me tell you a little bit about Blinkist. Blinkist is the most useful app on my phone. And it's really hard to find time to sit down and read and learn more. And when you don't have free time, you can't read or work on personal development. There's this incredible app that solves this problem, and I highly recommend it. It's called Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on my iPhone, and it could work on your tablet or web browser as well. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people, like business leaders, are well known for reading lots of books, and Blinkist is made for busy people like you who want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. And with its audio feature, Blinkist makes it easy to finish a book during your commute or lunch break or while you exercise. There's 12 million plus people using Blinkist right now, and it's got a growing library of self-help, business, health, history books. And you can go to Blinkist.com to see some of the latest titles. I like Blinkist because listening to some of the most popular books that I just haven't found time to get to, including Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow and Super Thinking by Gabe Weinberg. Two great books. So right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/success and try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/success to start your free 7-day trial today. Give it a shot. You will love microburst learning from Blinkist.